Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Have you been injured by food? You've been injured by food.
Just your run-of-the-mill, you know, Trix cereal, Cocoa Puffs, ripping up the that.
Yeah, childhood things.
That, yeah. Maybe preparing food, but not actually.
Well, I mean, the one thing we all have in common is Totino's pizza rolls.
Yeah, oh, the burn.
There's no.
The third degree burn.
You think whatever's happening, you know, with the volcano stuff.
No, you're right.
This is way worse because it's inside your head. It's like, there are 65,000 cans of coffee being recalled because apparently they occasionally just for no reason explode.
Yeah, something with the lids or something. The lids are doing.
I don't really understand it because I don't drink coffee that way, but they say the coffee bean can lid can detach suddenly with force upon opening when missing an air valve on the bottom.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Oh my God, Little D's clearly researched it.
Yep, did it all. You know, like the sealed, the pressurized, like when you first open the coffee can?
Oh, that thing, yes.
Yes, they're saying that it's not like sealed properly, and so that comes flying off.
Oh.
Does it actually hit you?
Yeah, it can. Well, I mean, if you're trying to open it up a coffee can thing, it's facing towards your face most of the time.
That's why I just have an app. Just click. Caramel macchiato will be there in 5.
Yeah, done.
Done. Yeah. So now, because my parents, when they had coffee, we use our, it was like a big can, and we use the can opener.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Not what they do anymore. Mm. Now it's a.
That pressure, like that seal, thing, that.
Yeah, the thing on top of your animal squeezable yogurt. That whole thing. Is that what it is?
And I hope it makes sense.
It's more like the cat food lid.
Oh, like that.
Yeah.
It's like Planters peanuts when you
absorb
it. With the like foil thing. I get it. Thanks. We eventually got it to something that I can relate to. You guys just walked me through that. It's like we're meant to be together. So if you got one of those cans with the.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, they sell them at Publix, Walmart, Kroger, Target, Whole Foods.
Boom.
And Amazon. So be worried about that. So we want to hear your food injury stories. We found a few to get you started so you can get inspired. The one that scares me the most is the Rice Krispie one. I don't think this is possible, but.
That's wicked.
So a woman said, I don't know why I assume it's a woman. She said she was making Rice Krispie treats with her kids, accidentally added too much marshmallow.
Uh-oh.
So they were super congealed.
Mm.
She went in to bite it into one, and as she started to chew, blood began flowing out of her mouth.
Yeah.
Turns out they were so stiff that they pulled out several of her teeth.
And we're talking like her regular real teeth. They're not like.
She now has 4 fake teeth in her mouth. I'm just going to say this. You had gum disease or something before that.
Had to.
There's no food that's so sticky that's going to jerk 4 of my teeth out. That's her food injury. That's is Rice Krispie treats. Did dental surgery on her face.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Somebody else said they were on a date at a steakhouse. Said everything was going great. Date started screaming out in pain. Ran to the bathroom. There were staples in his mashed potatoes.
Oh.
One got stuck in his tongue.
Oh.
The other got stuck in his gums.
Oh, but yeah, I don't need. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, going back to Totino's pizza, I do remember a time where I, like, if you ever, you make homemade, not homemade, but like the Totino's pizza or what, I don't want to keep ragging on Totino's, whoever.
Yeah, the frozen
DiGiorno,
pizza.
There, yeah. Thank you for the word that was escaping me. For some reason, when you make those, am I crazy or is, like, you can look at it and the cheese will look normal, but underneath it is the tomato sauce.
Yep.
And the sauce is magma. So it's deceiving because look at it and you'll even touch the cheese and you're like, there's no problem here. And then you bite it and the cheese will literally hold the magma onto the roof of your mouth onto your tongue, and then there's nothing to do to get it off because it's all, it's now sealed itself to you. It's like some sort of Star Trek enemy alien organism that's just like, gotcha!
And that's like, uh-huh, yeah. That,
I can't tell you how many times that's happened. And the, there is literally no escape from pizza gone rogue.
No.
It just starts
pizza gone rogue.
It, I mean,
it's off the reservation.
It's off the reservation. It's trying to take me out. Help me. This is going to be fun because we're going to learn about all sorts of foods that can actually hurt you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you started it with cereal, that, I mean.
Yeah, that's like the garden variety.
We who's like who's the biggest? Like you said, Trix, you think is your
Trix
biggest?
Trix and Cocoa Puffs.
It's weird to say because they're round and you would think they wouldn't.
Good point, but they're just, so, yeah, they got that, the sugary outer sharp coating on it.
And you know what it is, you don't put enough milk on it.
Yeah, I don't let it, I'll dig in right away too fast. You're right, you gotta let it settle, soften it up a little bit
so you can mash it with your little toofers. Who's gonna mash their, Cap'n Crunch is the worst though.
That, there's the other one.
I mean.
Yeah, because that takes a while to soften. By then, you're just mad. You just, I just want to eat this.
I know, and then there's, seriously, my recollection of eating Cap'n Crunch as a kid, I don't think Cap'n Crunch tastes like what I think it tastes like because I almost never ate it without tasting blood. Do you know what I'm saying? Because you're like, your roof of your mouth is just a wasteland when you're done with it. So you're like, I wonder what this tastes like.
Can they just add the blood and I buy it pre-blooded?
Yes.
Can they just put that?
If you look at the nutrition information, it has iron on there, but I think the iron is from your actual blood. They're like, yeah, you're not going to get any iron from the cereal, but you're going to bleed into your own mouth a lot.
Is that why my milk is pink all the time? It's like, ow.
Dude, I wish I was kidding.
Right?
Cap'n Crunch and Doritos are the two things that I have, like, and the pizza. Are the,
because after you eat Cap'n Crunch, I always want to drink the orange juice, which is acidic,
oh!
And it just, yeah, I know, your roof of your mouth is, ah.
That, you know what? Guantanamo needs your help.
That's a new way to.
We've gotten rid of waterboarding. What we got here is a guy named Steve with a box of Cap'n Crunch and a whole thing of all pulp orange juice. And then the pulp just gets stuck in there.
That's why I go no.
Fellas, we got pizza rolls for lunch. You'll be talking by dinner. That is another level of torture.
That's awesome.
All right, if you've been hurt, damaged by food, we want to hear your food injury tales. Sarah?
Yay.
Yay. Food injury.
So, you remember those cartoons? I think it was Bugs Bunny and stuff where they would try to slide on banana peels and banana peels in the cartoons are super slippery.
Right.
They really are, yeah, kind of.
They really are not that slippery.
And
so my brother and I thought we were going to try it on a linoleum floor. We were like 6 and 7. And so we tried and we're like, this kind of sucks. It's not working. But his kind of got stuck. And so then he fell and he totally hit his head on the corner of a really sharp fish tank and got this giant hole right inside of his head.
So you had to go to the emergency room and go.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, he slipped on a banana peel.
Like, literally, seriously.
And my mom was a nurse and we had to wake her up because she'd been working the night shift. She was sleeping. She was so ticked. She's like, what? And then, of course, the banana peels had left all this, like, brown slime.
That's right.
Now she's got to clean up the blood and the banana slime.
Yeah. We were both grounded from that one. She was not sympathetic. She was sick.
I never wanted to test the banana peel viscosity theory there.
You know what? We thought, oh, this is going to be so much fun. It's going to be better than Northgate.
Yeah. Well, turns out it's not.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. Mary.
Hi, yay.
Food injuries.
My husband had fish for the second time in his life and ended up in the hospital for a week and almost ended up on a colostomy bag.
Whoa,
from
bad
fish?
From, he got a fish bone stuck in his colon.
Whoa, wait, what?
Oh my God.
In your colon?
I never even heard of that being a thing. So he was just horking the food down so fast he didn't realize there was a big old fish bone in it?
Yeah, he, like I said, it was his second time having fish, so he didn't know anything, and he was in severe pain and went into the hospital and was in there for a week, and they threatened to give him surgery and have a colostomy bag.
Holy smokes.
And then he passed the bone?
Yep, for a little bone.
Oh, you just pass it through your leg.
How big, I mean, because the bones I'm thinking of look like fishing wire.
Yeah.
Was it that small?
Yeah, it was just a little teeny tiny, smaller than a needle.
Wow, that's why I just eat frozen, like Vandy Camps. I just eat frozen fish sticks. I don't
Steve,
even...
there are still sometimes.
Oh, no, they got bones on the thing.
Of course. I mean, especially with their quality standards. They're
what?
Like, yes. Well, Does he wear the fishbone around his neck? Because I would.
Okay.
I'd Moana that thing.
It's not like he killed the fish.
Well, I guess you're right. It's probably...
ate his heart out.
It's like, all right, I'm going to wear this as a badge of honor. He doesn't wear it?
He wears his colon around his neck.
Yes, I just wear my colostomy bag. Thank you for the call. That's
wow,
really interesting.
All that for a little fishbone.
How would it stop here? I guess it must have been wide enough that it was just pushing on both sides or something. Maddie?
Yes,
food injuries.
So I was cooking a frozen pizza and I was super hungry, so I didn't wait for it to cool and I just bit into it and the sauce actually oozed out and onto my chin and my chin blistered and the skin peeled off of it.
Jeez. For real?
Yes.
That's lethal.
It was awful.
Because it can't, I'm telling you, it's horrible. Exactly what I described before. The cheese and tomato sauce work together. One holds you down and the other punches you.
Yeah, burn.
It's like burns you, yes.
Are you all, do you have a scar? Are you all hideous on your chin now? Or?
No, I actually didn't scar, but it did look pretty bad for a while.
Wow, see that stuff, man? That is just...
There's got to be, I'm going to get up on my soapbox for 1 second. We have in the United States of America forced people who smoke, who I don't smoke, I don't want to hang around smokers. We forced them 25 feet away from the building. They can't even get a pack of cigarettes without seeing a black lung. There's labels all over everything that you enjoy saying, do this at your own risk.
Right.
And we let pizza
walk
into a store. Pizza's like, no, you can have it.
Right?
Nothing. You should be 25 feet from a building to eat pizza.
Regulate the
And there should be a sign with Maddie's face all burnt up going, this
could happen to
anyone. Thank you, Maddie. Kim.
Yay.
Food injury.
Okay, so I had gone out to dinner with a girlfriend. We were sitting down eating salsa, and all of a sudden I felt this very sharp thing in my mouth.
Okay.
Turns out it was the metal shavings from the can of the salsa.
Whoa. What?
Yeah. Canned salsa.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, I know. It sounds good to you because you're five, but there's nothing homemade in that restaurant.
Love that.
So we cut
no
their...
No longer in business anymore.
Oh, that's good.
Major chain from the 90s.
Chevy's?
Nope.
Dang it. I was going to keep guessing.
No, keep
Armadillo?
Starts with a C.
Huh?
Starts with a C.
We could be here all day. Thank you for the call, Kim.
I'll have to...
Caldera. Okay. Melanie.
Yay.
Food injury.
Okay. I was at a Billy Idol concert, and there were some people throwing, bras and things like that on stage, and I was... straight up front, smack dab against the stage. And somebody didn't have a bra, so they threw a Pepsi bottle full of Pepsi up there. And he was singing Rebel Yell. And in the middle of it, he kicked it, like booted it outstage. And instead of going outstage, it hit me straight in the eye.
Oh.
And it was painful. And I ended up getting, minor black eye. But at the end of the song, he bent down and he said, are you all right?
Are you all right?
Oh, that was sweet after kicking Pepsi in your
face.
Here's
the thing. It really wasn't the Pepsi's fault.
Yeah, it was Billy Idol.
It was Billy Idol's fault. It was Rebel Yell's fault. Kick a Pepsi in your face.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.